following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the highlights in the news for the past week. So apparently there's been a short lull in the fight to get the wall built. And so the news has swept in with their default story, which is Russiagate, or whatever they want to call it, you know, Donald Trump's so-called collusion with Russia, which is really a laughable thing. And it's funny because anytime that you bring something up that you suspect might be happening, for instance, you think that the news is biased, you know, against Donald Trump, you're a conspiracy theorist. But yet you're supposed to buy into this conspiracy that Donald Trump, that is secretly controlled by Putin. So, I mean, that really is a narrative that they're spinning. So we'll get to the border wall thing later on, which has just been, you know, a week in hilarity. But staying on this latest story, again, you know, any time that one of these Russia stories comes up, I tell you guys, and I'm proven right over and over and over again, that nothing's going to come of it. Look, you got to be a nut to think that Putin controls the White House. You've got to be crazy. If he controlled the White House, there'd be no sanctions on Russia. We would be actively helping Russia to take over neighboring countries. Hell, we would sell Florida to Russia, okay? I mean, if at least be lobbying for it. So think about it seriously, guys. If Putin controlled the White House, things would not be going the way that they are right now, all right? And so CNN is covering this latest story that came out from, as Trump calls it, the failing New York Times. And so they're saying now that there was an investigation of Donald Trump himself back when he fired Director James Comey. All right. There are so many people in the FBI who as you know from the hearings, I mean, this is common knowledge. A lot of people in the FBI did not like Trump. Okay. They investigated his campaign and denied that they were investigating his campaign, but they did. They wiretapped people who listened to calls from his campaign. And, you know, he came out, he said, Obama is monitoring me. And everyone's like, oh, you're crazy. No, that can't be real. And yet he was recorded. Right? I mean, the people in his campaign were being monitored by the FBI. He himself, now this story proves that he's monitored, was under investigation by the FBI. And instead of the story being, oh, the FBI lied and they actually were investigating Trump, Trump's conspiracy theories were true all along. No, instead the story is Trump must be corrupt because he was being investigated by the FBI. And he can't win. You cannot win. So here is another great story by CNN here, a great comment by CNN. And so what happens is once this story broke, I mean, I hate even to use the word story broke because, again, everybody knows that Donald Trump was under investigation by the FBI. I mean, my God, we had hearings of people in the FBI saying that they had insurance policies on Trump and that they were going to make sure that he didn't become president and that if he became president, they'd get rid of him. And yet this is now news again. I don't know. Do they not realize that we can just look things up on the internet? They don't. And, you know, YouTube is doing everything they can to stop us from being able to look things up on the internet. So I try to get some old clips. You know, you type in anything regarding Trump, all you get is CNN, MSNBC, CBS, you know, all the mainstream media channels. You can't get regular people anymore who will upload news clips and then put commentary over them. It's very hard to find people now. Anytime that you want to get a story from the past, it's tough to find it. So this was a problem back when the mainstream media controlled everything, because a politician could get up and say something, and unless you were lucky enough to catch it on with a VCR, you basically could only use your own memory to recall that statement. And the politician could come out and say, "I never said that," and you would believe the politician, because it was very inefficient to send your VCR recording of the politician making a contrary statement around to all of your friends, and much less across the world. So the great thing about the internet is that this stuff now is captured forever. And when a politician tells a lie, you can very easily look it up. But it's getting harder and harder to do that. So I remember that when Trump said that he wanted to fund the border wall, that Mexico was going to pay for it, he said that he was going to do it through trade agreements. This was back when he was campaigning that he said this. Now they're trying to say that Trump keeps changing his story and that he never said that, and this is a recent thing. But that's a lie, because I know that he said it, because I've had it in my head this whole time that that's how he was going to do it, because I remember him saying that that's how he was going to do it. Now, they have a video clip of him saying, well, you know, they'll do it through, we'll figure out how they'll do it. They'll do it one way or another. Maybe they'll write a check, because the question was, well, Mexico isn't just going to write a check to you. So then Trump says, well, we have to figure out how they're going to do it. And he wasn't dismissing the possibility of them writing a check. He said, well, maybe they'll write a check. Well, now they're saying that he said they were going to write a check, and he's changing his story. And now they have a clip of him saying, I never said they were going to write a check. And they are telling you that he did say that they were going to write a check, because they have that clip of him saying that, well, they might write a check. He's not dismissing that option out of hand. So that's called gaslighting nowadays, right? They're making you think that you're crazy, because your memory is contrary to what the news is reporting. And, you know, part of you, when you grow up, you know, you're taught, hey, the paper wrote this, the news network said this, and they're telling the truth. And, you know, I think that's a hypnosis principle, right? You know, you tell the truth about enough things, and then you start going, oh, well, this person's telling the truth. And then you start to believe that person on everything, even when they're not telling the truth. And so when you're growing up as a kid and you're taught that you have to cite a newspaper or, you know, an article or, you know, something, some trustworthy, so-called trustworthy news source, you go, oh, okay. Well, NBC, for instance, you start to think is a trustworthy news source. But then as you get older and you start realizing how the world works and you get the brain to look things up yourself, you realize, wow, they're wrong about a lot of stuff. I can't just trust everything they say blindly, you know, like you're in a trance, right? One day you wake up and you realize, oh, I actually have to look at this stuff myself. And no matter what they say, no matter how infuriating it might make you at the time, you've got to go, wait a minute. I don't actually know if this is true or not. And then you got to go and look it up for yourself. And the media is so angry right now because the president has a direct pipeline to the people, right? He doesn't have to go through the middleman anymore. And boy, that is driving them crazy. So thanks to Twitter And yes, you know, the people who run Twitter are leftists. But because this is a platform that a lot of people are on, and because Trump has the bully pulpit, as they say, right? He's the president. It's a lot harder to mute the president of the United States than some random blogger who happens to be telling the truth, right? So the president writes, "Wow, just learned in the failing New York Times that the corrupt former leaders of the FBI, almost all fired or forced to leave the agency for some very bad reasons, opened up an investigation on me for no reason and with no proof after I fired Lion James Comey, a total sleaze." Next tweet. "Funny thing about James Comey. Everybody wanted him fired. Republican and Democrat alike." Yeah, that was true. That's right. The Democrats were mad at him. "After the rigged and botched crooked Hillary investigation, where she was interviewed on July 4th weekend, not recorded or sworn in, and where she said she didn't know anything, a lie, the FBI was in complete turmoil," see New York Post, "because of Comey's poor leadership and the way he handled the Clinton mess, not to mention his usurpation of powers from the Justice Department. My firing of James Comey was a great day for America. He was a crooked cop who is being totally protected by his best friend, Bob Mueller. And the 13 angry Democrats, leaking machines who have no interest in going after the real collusion and much more by the crooked Hillary Clinton, her campaign, and the Democratic National Committee. Just watch." Man, my stomach rumbled back there. I hope you didn't hear that. And he continues. This is a tweet storm, I guess you could call it. "I have been far tougher on Russia than Obama, Bush, or Clinton. Maybe tougher than any other president. At the same time, and as I've often said, getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing. I fully expect that someday we will have good relations with Russia again." All right. So that was a little segment there. And this is that's the part that CNN is commenting on. So I'm going to pause, although he does have a lot more to say. And let me play CNN's interpretation of that tweet.
"The president also weighing in, saying, I've been far tougher on Russia than Obama, Bush, or Clinton, maybe tougher than any other president. At the same time, and as I've said often, getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing. I fully expect someday we will have good relations with Russia again. That is a tweet from just a couple of hours ago. Your thoughts?
Well, Chrissy, the president's tweet trying to make the case that he's not a Russian asset really just undercuts his own defense. The president's tweet couldn't have been scripted better if it was written by Putin himself.
And that's why everyone calls him fake news. You know, I like and I appreciate humor, and I just wish I could be as funny as CNN is sometimes. I wish I could attain that level of comedy genius. I'm going to play that portion of the clip again, because I know that it doesn't seem real. But it is real.
Well, Chrissy, the president's tweet trying to make the case that he's not a Russian asset really just undercuts his own defense. The president's tweet couldn't have been scripted better if it was written by Putin himself.
The president's tweet that he's not a Russian asset undercuts his own defense. That's her logic for that. So if you're accused of something, you denying it undercuts your defense. I mean, you could just drop in any name, and it doesn't matter. If somebody said, "Edman, I think you and Andre Agassi are teaming up together to poison the minds of children," and I said, "What, that's ridiculous," CNN would say, "Aha, that's exactly what Andre Agassi would want you to say. Edman, I think you and Canada are secretly plotting to take over Mexico." I'd say, "That's crazy talk. I don't even know anyone in Canada." CNN would say, "Ha! That's exactly what Justin Trudeau would want you to say. It's as if your words were written by Justin Trudeau himself." So CNN has lost it. They're just gone. You know, I don't know what's wrong with them. Maybe they're dehydrated or something, but CNN is off their damn rocker. CNN should be in a padded room with a white straitjacket, with the sleeves tied behind the back, you know, and the that little muzzle thing, right? So you can't bite people. Because they've just gone crazy. They are bananas. I don't think I've ever seen anyone, any animal, anything depicted in a movie that's as out of its mind as CNN is. If I was passing CNN in a street and CNN be like, oh, you know, Donald Trump's controlled by the Russians, I'd be like, yeah, and I just like keep looking straight ahead and walk on by because I don't want to have nothing to do with them at all. Now, this wall thing, what a fiasco, man. So as you know, Donald Trump had that meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. He said, I'll take responsibility for the government shutdown. And Chuck Schumer smiled like he had a fart. I mean, the guy was ecstatic over the idea that Donald Trump would take the fall for the shutdown. But here's what's going to happen, okay? Republicans, the ones who voted for Trump and like Trump, are not going to change their minds. They like that Trump said, I'll take the blame for it, but I'm not passing a spending bill without border security, okay? They like that they're standing behind him. They want him to continue. And Trump knows if he wants to get elected, he's going to have to, you know, at least show some backbone here. And he definitely has. Now, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and, you know, I've thought about, you know, kind of shortening their name. But I kind of like the name Chuck and Nancy because it reminds me of Sid and Nancy, right? So Sid and Nancy were, it was the singer. I never got into like the Sex Pistols, right? That the punk rock group. But everybody really liked them around the 80s. They were like a big deal, right? I think they were around in like mid, late 70s or something like that. But anyway, Sid and Nancy are like the poster child of the punk movement, right? Young and hip and crazy and kind of anarchists and mavericks, you know, that kind of a thing. And so to hear Sid and Nancy and then that name contrasted with Chuck and Nancy, who are the squarest, most out-of-touch human beings alive today. I love that sort of contrast there, right? So I like saying Chuck and Nancy. So Chuck and Nancy right now are loving it because they're like, Trump physically said he was going to take the blame for the shutdown. You know, they try to brand it a Trump shutdown, and then Trump's just like, I'll just take the blame for it, okay? And they think this is the greatest thing. But what they don't understand is that taking responsibility, first of all, is, you know, a kind of a honorable thing. People like when somebody says, I'll take the hit, I'll take the responsibility, the buck stops here, right? So the Republicans are happy with Trump doing this, or a lot of them are. The Democrats are angry at Trump. But here's what's going to happen. They're going to stay mad at Trump for a little while. But then Trump's going to do things like, so he just came out and he promised that everyone is going to get their pay when this government shutdown is over, that the government employees are going to get all their back pay. Okay, so that's a pretty good promise. So what's going to happen now is people are going to say Trump's crazy. The Democrats are going to say Trump's crazy. He's not going to budge. Chuck and Nancy, you guys have to budge. Because people here are suffering, and we're not that concerned about the wall one way or the other. Yeah, we want Trump to look stupid and not get a wall, but they're not going to be as strongly backing this on the Democrat side as the Republicans are backing Trump on the Republican side. And I think that Chuck and Nancy are going to cave. Now, I personally, as the Ed Man, I don't even want a wall. I don't care about it. I think that what brings the immigrants here are the federal policies that are allowing them the incentive. So they're coming here because they want, you know, the golden ticket, right? They want to take advantage of our systems that we have in place to help the poor. So that's why they're coming over here. They know they're going to get easy jobs from the big corporations who want cheap labor. Okay, so if you really want to stop immigration, then that's what you have to do. And I'm not so against immigration at all. I do think, though, that we just can't have an open border and just let anybody walk in illegally, especially when they're coming in by the thousands. We do need to have a system that checks and makes sure that when you come into the United States and you're either going to be here for a temporary amount of time to work, or if you want to be a citizen, you have to be, you've got to be almost if as good or if not even better versed in the American system of government and what makes us great, better than even the average kind of spoiled American who's here already. And I know that sounds unfair, but man, if you want to be a citizen here, to me, that's got to mean something. You know, we want to make sure that people are having an understanding of what it means to be American, you know, that we like the capitalist system of government that we have, that we respect the Constitution that we have. So I don't think there's anything wrong with getting more people into the United States. I mean, the output of a country is dependent on the number of productive people that are in it and the efficiency of the systems, right? So if we have more people in, it's going to be better for everybody. We think that people are going to be using up resources. Yeah, that's true if they're taking advantage of the system. But if they're actually going to be productively contributing, then immigration is a good thing. It has contributed to making us the greatest country on earth. It has. But illegal immigration is a bad thing. So Trump held a press conference. It was more like a speech, actually, where he like sat down and kind of like the State of the Union or something, right? And before he was done, they already came out with articles saying he's a liar and he's quoting fake statistics and all that. They didn't actually back it up with specifics. They just said he's a liar, right? Basically over and over again. And following his press conference, which is kind of unusual, that they had a rebuttal. The Democrats had a rebuttal. And Chuck and Nancy come out with the most ridiculous segment you've ever seen. I remember a long time ago when Obama did the State of the Union address, and it was followed up by the Republican rebuttal given by Bobby Jindal. And Bobby Jindal came out, and Chris Matthews, who was watching it, you can hear him actually say on camera, "Oh, God." You know, because when Bobby Jindal came out, he looked, I don't know, kind of disheveled. He was walking awkwardly. I don't know. Bobby Jindal maybe is just an awkward person. But back then, he was seen as a Republican hopeful, right? Guys, this is far worse. I mean, I'm sure the entire nation collectively moaned, "Oh, God," as soon as they saw Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. So they're behind this podium. It was two of them behind a single podium, which I don't know. For some reason, it just looked weird. Maybe because they were both together in the same stance behind the podium and like one wasn't in front of the other when they were talking. I don't know what it was, but it did not look right. It kind of reminded me of like two kids sharing their dad's pair of pants, right? It just didn't quite fit them. And me and many other people thought it looked like American Gothic, that painting, or even better, the twins from The Shining. A lot of people have commented on that, and they're absolutely right. But it's because Chuck Schumer was just staring at the camera like he was trying to intimidate it. I think he was trying to give everybody a sense of gravity, but he just came off looking as creepy. And Nancy Pelosi was so made up. They both looked like CGI. They did not look real. And then their response was just really flat. If you haven't seen it, you got to look at it. It's just so cringeworthy. And it's not just the Republicans saying that, everybody recognized it. Even the people that agreed with them also have been pointing out just what bad optics it was. They remind me of like two Easter eggs next to each other with faces painted on them. Tweedledee and Tweedledummer, right? The two of them standing next to each other just look wrong, okay? It doesn't look normal. And so the aftermath of this is that Trump had a follow-up meeting with them, and he walked out of the meeting. So people are saying that he was angry. He says that he wasn't. He just said, they said, "We need to open up the government now." He said, "If we open it up now, am I going to get funding for the wall?" Nancy Pelosi said no, and he said, "I'm out." And that's where we're at now, and I'm out of time. Guys, thanks for joining me. I'm the Ed Man. This has been the How to